99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
So we're kind of going through this in our house right now because I've got two daughters who are learning how to drive. They got their temp license right before everything like shut down, right?
I so feel for you because it's nerve-wracking for parents with one 16-year-old in the house, but you have two.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to
navigate that.
I'm navigating that. Yeah, we're teaching them how to drive a standard transmission. My 1999 Volkswagen Jetta is still kicking. So
that's aggressive because, right? I mean, we started with just manual transition because it's less to worry about. But you're just out the gate, bam, you're going to learn to drive stick.
Right. So,
okay.
I've been talking to them about this because of the news coming out of like Georgia and Wisconsin where 16 and 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
No.
16 and 17-year-olds who basically got their temp and weren't able to actually take their driving test, are able to get their driver's license, their full driver's license, because of quarantine and everything being shut down, with just their parents' admission that, you know what, thumbs up, they got enough driving hours.
No
yeah, yeah.
Way.
So
that is so unfair. No parallel parking test. That was the worst.
None of that. None
that
of
was
that.
The worst.
Right. They don't have to take a driving test. And, obviously there are, and including me, I'm like, girls, I mean, this is great, but still there's going to be a bunch of like 16, 17-year-old drivers who don't know jack squat about driving.
And their parents are just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and their parents are like, yep, they're good.
All right,
yeah,
thumbs up. Oh.
So, yeah. And
that's dangerous.
It was funny because one of my daughters like brought up a good point. They're like, well, why don't they just stick with the temporary license and just when everything opens back up, allow them to take their real test? I don't know.
Don't know.
I didn't have an answer for her.
Right.
But Georgia and Wisconsin, two states where they're allowing now 16 and 17-year-olds to just take the test without or get their driver's license, I should say, without taking the driving part of the test.
Oh,
which,
wow. That was the hardest part because you're so nervous. You're in the car with an instructor. So, yeah. I mean, the sweats were super real when it came down to that.
Did you get any points off during your test?
No.
Or did you fail your test at all?
No.
Okay, so the written test, I passed.
Flying colors.
Flying colors, right. My driving test.
It's the doing that was tough.
I failed the first time I did it.
What part did you fail? What part did you mess up?
I failed the parallel parking part.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I did the driving part right. And it was one of those things where I knew the course that we were going to do. It was supposed to be a secret, but it was like I had a friend who had just turned 16.
What?
And was like, hey,
so we can go and practice.
I tell you what, this is what you got to do. You got to, when you turn right, you got to make sure you turn into the right lane and then merge. And it's like, okay. And I'm like mental noting all this stuff.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, great. So
insider tips.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So during the actual like driving part of the test, I was like, yeah, I got this. Suck it, buddy. And so they were like, okay, so now why don't
you. Overconfident.
So why don't you pull up to those cones there and we will take. The parallel parking part.
Did you not get the insider tip on that or like to go and practice before?
I had practiced before because they had those cones set up in a permanent location. So you could go and you could practice at any time.
That's probably best.
Yeah. And so I had my mom's minivan and I was.
You were trying to park a minivan?
I was. And so I had gotten pretty good at it.
All right.
But then I got so nervous.
Oh,
nervous.
No.
And I overcorrected and I knocked over a cone.
Oh,
and as soon as I did
it,
I was
cone.
Like, and you knock over a cone, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
That was a person. What if that was a car?
Exactly.
Yeah. All the
and
things.
So, and so anyway, so I failed it the first time and so when I went back and so the good part about it is when I retook it, all I had to take was the parallel parking
portion that's it.
Of it.
The rest of it, they're like, yeah, it's fine. We don't have to see that again.
And
we don't want to see that again.
I had not taken my mom's minivan the second time I did it. I borrowed my friend's car. Hey, I tell you what you can do.
What kind of car was it?
You can borrow my car.
Is it smaller?
It was like a foreign, like little Renault.
Okay.
Do they even
make
it?
Should have been easier than the van.
Well, and that's why I borrowed it.
Okay.
And I passed it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I didn't pass it. I didn't there fail it go. More than once. I all only right. failed it once, all Kelly. Right. I'm an excellent driver.
Is it at this point in the story that we remind everyone that you've wrecked three of the station vehicles?
Well, it's funny you say that because crazy office lady Kristen just texted in and said halfway expected Ben to say he failed because he wrecked. Emily texted and said, I've been in quarantine too long. I thought Ben's kids were like four. Well, I do have a 9-year-old, but yes, I have 2 16-year-olds too. But
yeah.
But yeah, so Georgia and Wisconsin are on the whole, hey, you know what?
That's aggressive.
I tell you what, you let your parents just say, you're okay, and you know what? We'll believe them.
Thumbs up. We'll send you the license.
We'll just go ahead and send you the license. Everything will be okay.
You know what? And by the way, for the picture, just send us your favorite Facebook profile picture. We'll slap that on there, too.
You can put a little a filter on it. You can do dog ears. We don't give a crap.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they allowed for Snapchat filters to be on your driver's license picture? We'd be looking glamorous.
It's coming there. So anyways, yeah, Georgia and Wisconsin, the latest states or the only states right now that are allowing for driver's tests to be taken. No tests needed.
They have a lot of confidence in their drivers.
They have a lot of confidence. JR texted in. We were just talking about how Georgia and Wisconsin are allowing their 16 to 17-year-olds to get their driver's license without actually taking a driving test.
That's pretty aggressive.
And parents are just like, hey, thumbs up. They're okay.
I've taken them out once. It was good.
Yeah, and I was just saying that, listen, I failed my driving test the first time I took it, you know?
It's tough.
Ended up taking it the second time in a smaller car because I take it the first time in my mom's minivan. JR texted in and was like, I did the same when I went back in a Honda Prelude. Yeah, see, you got it. If you fail it the first time, you got to
the vehicle choice
shrink,
is key.
Yeah, I was going to say shrink the vehicle.
I had a Mazda 326, what is it, 323, something mm-hmm. like that, hatchback, like a little hatchback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark texted in and said, the day I got my license, my mom let me drive from Bowman Field to go home. And as I pulled to the stop sign to make the right hand turn, I ran over one of those concrete pyramids.
Wow.
My mom.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow.
Right at that moment, my mom took me out from behind the driver's wheel, and yep. I sat passenger the rest of the way home.
Like, good try.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, pump the brakes here real quick.
We are not ready for prime time right now.
Listen, the Waterston is prime time. Yeah, right? I'll tell you, though, like, I got to be honest, like, learning how to drive in a pandemic, you're getting experiences on Hurstbourne, Dixie Highway.
The roads are emptier.
Oh, the Waterson, the Snyder, all these like hot spots worth of traffic where there's not as many cars.
That's helpful.
Which is, yeah, definitely helpful because like I was just taking them down Hurstbourne the other day.
Oh, yeah. No, that can be nerve wracking for an experienced driver.
Yeah.
Because people are crazy.
Yeah. And it was like one of those things where I'm like, okay, you're going to have to merge over because it, like literally if you don't merge over this lane, you get right on 64 uh-huh. and you're going to be
yep.
going Blankenbaker. Uh-huh. And she's like, okay. Huh. And I'm like, they're letting you in. I'm like,
Come
on. You got it. You got your time. Blinker on. You got to go. Yep. And you know, she's like, she didn't have the space. Awareness yet of sure. of the okay well listen you got 6 inches take it like, you know but I don't want to tell them that because it's like you and I'm like you know what I don't have room I'm gonna make a little bit of room I'm gonna
and again thank it's, you. It's at this time that we remind everyone you've wrecked 3 station vehicles are you the why? Right instructor for
absolutely
this family?
I am
and like why is
absolutely
Elizabeth, should she put it let's get your wife and take them out for a spin just for a lesson let's
I 100%
makes me nervous
I have made all the mistakes
okay
so I know what not to do.
Those who can't do teach?
Exactly. All and right. I can tell them how not to conduct themselves while they're driving.
Listen, all right, good point.
You don't try to drive a standard transmission with your knee on the wheel,
yeah.
eating a hamburger in your left hand,
oh
and
God.
Texting in your right hand.
No.
That's not what you
no,
do.
Nobody should do that. You shouldn't even drive an automatic that
Listen,
way.
Listen, I
do
only
that.
Know you're not supposed to do that because
experience?
Of experience.
You keep digging your hole deeper and deeper and deeper. You should probably move on.
Love you, girls.